ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायण नमस्कृत्य नारं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं तत्त्वचायं उदितयेत् नस्तप्रयेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भगवत सेवया भगवदुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, chapter 10, text number 8. Yodhyatmiko yam purushaha sosau eva didaivika yas tachobaya vichedaha purusho hi abdi bhotika yodhyamiko yampurusha so eva ditaivika yastachobaya vicheda purushohya divotika yadyamiko yampurusha so eva ditaivika yastachobaya vicheda purushohya divotika yodhyatmiko yampurusha sosa eva ditaivika yastachobaya vicheda purushohya divotika Maharajis, okay. Yaha, one who adhyatmika is possessed of the sense organs. I am this purushaha personality. Saha, he, aso, that. Eva, also, adidaivika, controlling deity, yaha, that which, tacha, there, Ubaya of both. Vicheda, separation. Purushaha, person. He, for. Adipotika, the visible body or the embodied living entity. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The individual person possessing different instruments of senses is called the adhyamic person. And the individual controlling the deity of the senses is called adhidaivik. The embodiment seen on the eyeballs is called the adibodhic person. Purport. The supreme controlling Samabonum is the personality of Godhead in his plenary portion of Paramatma, or the super soul manifestation. In the Bhagavad Gita 10:42, it is said, Ataiva bahu naitena kingyatena tavajuna vishtabhyaham idam krishnam ekashena stito jaga. All the controlling deities like Vishnu, Brahma and Shiva are different manifestations of the Paramatma feature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, who exhibits himself in such manners by entering into each and every universe generated from him. But still, apparently, there are divisions of that of the controllers and the controlled. For example, in the food controlling department, the controller of food is a person made of the same ingredients as the person who is controlled. Similarly, each and every individual in the material world is controlled by the higher demigods. For example, we have our senses, but the senses are controlled by superior controlling deities. We cannot see without light, and the supreme controller of light is the sun. The sun god is in the sun planet, and we, the individual human beings, or any other beings on this earth, are all controlled by the sun god as far as our eyes are concerned. Similarly, all the senses we have are controlled by the superior demigods, who are also as much living entities as we are. But one is empowered while the other is controlled. The controlled living entity is called the adhyatmic person, and the controller is called adhidaivik person. All these positions in the material world are due to different fructive activities. Any individual living being can become the sun god or even Brahma or any other god in the upper planetary system by a higher grade of pious work. And similarly, one becomes controlled by the higher demigods by lower grades of fructive activities. So every individual living entity is subject to the supreme control of the Paramatma, who puts everyone in different position of the controller and the controlled. That which distinguishes the controller and controlled, that is, the material body, is called the adibhautik purusha. The body is sometimes called purusha, as confirmed in the Vedas in the following hymn, Savai Esha Purushom Na Rasamaya. This body is called anarasa, embodiment. The body depends on food. The living entity which is embodied does not eat anything, however, because the owner is spirit in essence. The material body requires replacement of matter for the wearing and tearing of the mechanical body. Therefore, the distinction between the individual living entity and controlling planetary deities is in the Anarasamaya body. The sun may have a gigantic body, and the man may have a smaller body, but all these visible bodies are made of matter. Nonetheless, the sun god and the individual person who are related as the controller and the controlled are the same spiritual parts and parcel of the Supreme Being. And it is the Supreme Being who places different parts and parcels in different positions. And thus, the conclusion is that the Supreme Person is the shelter of all. Om Agyanati Minandasya Agyanan Jana Shalakaya Chakshu Umanitan Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manupishtam Shtapitan Yena Buddhare Svayan Upakdamahyam Dadati Svam Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamanam Shri Gurum Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupan Sakra Jatan Sahagana Nakunata Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitan Savaduta Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinna Bandhu Chakapade Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastude Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindava Nishwari Vishabhanu Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vanchakau Pataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishvanebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadhatra, Shri Vasade, Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yodhyatmiko Yampurusha, Saso Evadi Daivika, Yastacho Baya Vicheda, Purusho hi adibhotika. Translation again. The individual person possessing different instruments of senses is called the adhyatmic person, and the individual controlling the deity of the senses is called adidevi. The embodiment seen on the eyeballs is called the adibhotic person. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada, he said that all the controlling deities, like Vishnu, Brahma, and Shiva, are different manifestations of the Paramatma feature of the Supreme Personality of God, Sri Krishna, who exhibits himself in such manner by entering into each and every universe generated from him. So in the Bhagavad Gita, there's a very nice verse describing what Prabhupada is said here. It is Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, text number 42. Krishna tells Arjuna, but what we need is there, Arjuna, for all this detailed knowledge. With a single fragment of myself, I pervade and support this entire universe. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada, he said, the Supreme Lord is represented throughout the entire material universe by his entering into all things as the super soul. The Lord here tells Arjuna that there's no point in understanding how things exist in their separate opulence and grandeur. He should know that all things are existing due to Krishna's entering them as super soul. From Brahma, the most gigantic entity, on down to the smallest ant, all are existing because the Lord has entered each and all and is sustaining them. There is a mission that regularly propounds that worship of any demigods will lead one to the Supreme Personality of Godhead or the Supreme Goal. But worship of demigods is thoroughly discouraged herein because even the greatest demigods like Brahma and Shiva represent only part of the opulence of the Supreme Lord. It's just like, you know, 5,000 years ago, Lord Krishna came to this material world. His father, Nanda Maharaj, want to worship king of heaven, Indra. And Krishna stopped his father saying that, you know, there's no need to worship king of Indra. We should actually worship Govardhan Hill because we are Vaishyas. We are depending, you know, on the Govardhan Hill. So here Prabhupada, he said that exactly, you know, worship of the demigods is thoroughly discouraged. Yeah, hear him. And then Prabhupada continues, he is the origin of everyone born, and no one is greater than him. He is Asamedva, which means that no one is superior to him and that no one is equal to him. In the Padma Purana, it is also said that one who considers the Supreme Lord Krishna is the same category with demigods, be they even Brahma or Shiva, becomes at once an atheist. And actually, that is one of the offense in chanting the holy name of the Lord. To consider the names of the demigods like Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, to be equal to or independent of the name of Lord Vishnu. Yeah. If, however, one thoroughly studies the different description of the opulence and expansions of Krishna's energy, then one can understand without any doubt the position of Lord Sri Krishna and can fix his mind in the worship of Krishna without deviation. The Lord is all-pervading by the expansion of his partial representation, the super soul, who enters into everything that is. Pure devotee, therefore, concentrate the mind in Krishna consciousness in full devotional service. Therefore, they are always situated in a transcendental position. So in the Brahma Samhita, it is also said, Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachi Ananda Vigraha Anadi Adi Govinda Sava Karana Kananam. So Krishna is the cause of all causes. Govinda Krishna is the cause of all causes. He is the primal cause, and he is the very form of eternity, knowledge, and bliss. So that's why Srila Prabhupada, he said in today's purport, that all the controlling deities like Vishnu, Brahma and Shiva are different manifestations of the Paramatma feature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna, who exhibits himself in such manner by entering into each and every universe generated from him. I want to share, there's still a couple of minutes left, I want to share some of my recent realization in the book distribution. So, recently I heard that Mahotsubhu from Atlanta, he did huge book distribution by, distributing set and asked big donation from the people. So after hearing that, because Bhikkhu Pradipo sent me some, his experience, so I listened quite a long time of that his experience. And then I decided to try, distributing sets like that. And to my surprise, it works quite nicely. Yeah. A couple of weeks ago, I was distributing book in USC. I set up table there. One student walked up to my table and immediately stand up and handing him a set of books, like five, six books, like Journey of Self-Discovery, Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, and then Bhagavad Gita, The Science of Self-Realization, and Chant and Be Happy, five books like that. Immediately I hand the student the set of books like that, And then I start to explain it to him that these books are really very powerful books. It teaches us a kind of meditation called mantra meditation, free the mind from lots of stress and anxieties. Oh, really? The student immediately become attracted by Prabhupada's books. And then I showed him that even great people like Henry David Thoreau, Ralph Waldo Emerson, Mahatma Gandhi, they love this meditation very much. And the student become really very much attracted. And then I told him that people used to make some donations for the books. Can you just help out with the donation? And he said, sure. So he immediately pulled out his wallet and handed me his debit card. So I immediately put the number of the donation. Because usually I'm really very shy to ask big donation. But when I give a set of big book like that, I'm quite confident to ask a big donation. So I put $20 and showed to the student. And I told him, people usually will make this much donation. Is that okay for you? And the student said, please put more. You can put 40. I'm so surprised. Yeah, he asked me to put 40. So then I put $40 donation and swiped the card. And then, after that, because after the swiping the card, then he has to sign. And just before he signed, we have a line showing tips also. And then he put $6 more tips. Yeah. And then I realized, when you give more books to the people will really value it more, tend to give you more donations. And then I called Devarat Prabhu because he's traveling and told what had happened with me, And Devarat Prabhu said, yes, actually Mahatma Prabhu told us, better we ask people to make more donations for Prabhupada's books. Otherwise, they will spend the money for the sense gratification, So better ask them to spend the money for Prabhupada's books. So don't be shy to ask big donations from people. Yeah, that's my recent, realization with the, book distribution. Yeah. So I just stop here. Are there any questions or comments? Maharaj, you have anything to say? Okay, so thank you very much for coming. Gantraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Bhaktavinda ki jai. Haribo, haribo.